This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, though, we have talked a lot about Magical Lights of Lincoln.
Magical.
Because it is the place to be this Christmas season. It goes all the way until New Year's Eve. If you have not booked your ticket yet, your time, what are you doing? You're letting your family down, your friends down. It's Christmas
Take a turn.
Here.
Take a turn.
He's being chastising
people. Christmas Lights in Lincoln. There's over 2 million lights on display.
Way over 2 million.
It takes about a half hour to drive through. It's $25 Monday to Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, $30.
Okay.
And you're driving right through the site of the new hotel.
Yes, the Crown Plaza.
Where the Crown Plaza is. So you have a chance to be a groundbreaking. So as you're whipping around there with the kids, like, hey, right here, there's going to be a water park.
Size it up.
There's going to be a water park here next year, kids.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
A little hard to get it up maybe in a year.
When you buy your tickets.
Sandals Global, let us know when that's going
to
be up.
When you buy your tickets, use the promo code BILL to donate to the White. $5 goes to the White Cane Foundation, donating new clothing to those in need in Lincoln. If you want to put SIP, S-I-P, $5 will go to Cedars, helping kids in need in Lincoln. And also, if you want to put Jake, $5 will go to the We Can Do This Foundation, feeding hungry kids on the weekends here in Lincoln. So, great cause, great fun. ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com all the way until New Year's Eve. Book your time today.
Oh, it makes you happy. Jake. The music matchup is really good. How they have
you did
how,
this?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It is fun. You'd like to sip.
You would like it.
The music matchup on your radio.
Yes, you just
they tell you how to do it, right?
Yep, they tell you.
Texters, has anybody gone yet? I know it's early in the Christmas. Has anybody gone yet? Please text 464-5685. It's important to know.
I like Mother Nature to kick in a little bit. I like to have a little bit of snow coming, but it doesn't matter when you go through it. It's not like there's no snow. It's still incredible.
Well, this would be a great weekend to do it. Any weekend's good.
Also, it'd probably be really good to make sure that we probably should get them connected up with our security system.
Applied Connect.
Applied Connect. Because
it's important.
Because that baby's run through security. That is heavy computer knowledge, what they have
set up.
It
takes them like a month to set that thing up.
Is that right?
At least a month. Yeah. It is that big of a deal out there. Mm. It's worth the time. Check it out.
Absolutely.
Sandhills Global Event Center, 84th and Havelock. Check it out today. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a freaky football Friday. Bill, where are you taking us to?
We thought we'd talk football. Thought we'd talk some football a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
This weekend is incredible football. It's not as incredible as just a normal weekend of the last several, because there's just been like 20 games that have been unreal, and there's always some off the...
Interesting take.
Yeah. So I think this one is not as incredible as those, but...
Really?
I want you to think about this.
I'll think.
So you have the rankings are out, right? 1 through 12, they have it kind of set up. Think about this. The number 20 team, the number 16 team, the number 15 team, and the number 17th ranked team all have clear avenues. Win, and you're in. the number 20th ranked team.
Who are these teams?
At 20, UNLV. Boise State is at 10. Even though they have them as a four seed, they're still ranked 10th. They were just seeded. There's a difference between how that's set up. So think about this. UNLV, they're playing for either a bye. I mean, Boise State's playing for a bye, or UNLV's playing for a 12 spot. If Boise wins, they'll be the fourth team. They'll be put in as the fourth, the highest ranked conference champion. They're going to be ahead of the Big 12, and that's going to make them a four seed. If UNLV wins, they'll be the 12th seed, but they'll be in. So no matter what of that game, the winner is in, the loser is out. There's no way that
huge
they survive.
Game. So tonight you'll have a lot of Iowa State fans and Arizona State fans rooting hard for UNLV.
Yeah, what's that?
Because if the UNLV wins, then Arizona State or Iowa State gets the four seed.
They'll get the correct? Four seed. They will get the four
they
seed.
They don't want Boise State
so
to win.
So right away, off the bat, game with all kinds of implications, all kinds of stuff. The other one that I think is just incredible, I want you guys to watch this game, Tulane at Army. The game's at home. The championship for the AAC is on the banks of the Hudson. You've ever been there before, I've been there one time. We played when I was in New Mexico State. I've never seen anything that incredible.
Really?
And the thing that people need to know, because I heard it on the radio today, they were talking about it, and I had this all written up last night. All the coaching staff, including the head coach, all live on base. So it's like a 2-minute drive to work. Oh, and the head nice. Coach and the assistant coaches live as the head coach and assistant coaches from the past. So the head coach lives in the house that every other head coach lived in since like 1930 something.
Fascinating.
And all the assistant coaches live in homes all next to each other.
Wow.
And on the campus they have officers club, there's a grocery store, there's all you don't leave. So you're an assistant coach. So if
idyllic.
If somebody asked me right now, what's the one I've been lucky to be at all different venues in coaching. That'd be my number one job.
You'd like to do it?
I'd want to go to Army.
Please,
I'd want to live on campus, with right there with the barracks, with your players. You don't leave.
Oh, please tell me what the stadium is like. Just work on this. Describe it.
Regal. To start with.
You have to pause.
Probably seats, maybe 40.
Smallish.
Small. 40, yeah. It's right on the banks of the Hudson.
On the banks of the Hudson.
It's incredible. And when you pull on that campus, so tonight when you watch, I don't know, we can probably Google the weather, probably going to be in the teens. It's going to be night.
I'll check it out right now.
Teens in upstate New York. I want you to think about that, what the weather's going to be tonight.
Is it?
There was a skiff of snow yesterday coming down. I mean, can you imagine?
We're saying 28 degrees is the game time forecast tonight. 7 p.m. on ABC.
Is it a loud venue? Is it built straight up? Is it how?
It's not a real steep venue, and so it'll be loud tonight. But no, it's not built for that.
Is it natural grass?
It was turf when I was there, but that's a long time
ago. Field turf.
We're talking like 28 years ago I was there, so that might have changed. I'm sure it's field turf now. It was the old school turf.
Interesting. I'm very interested in this game, actually. Thank you.
The Iowa State, Arizona State, because it's a playoff one. And like you said, I know Iowa State would be the story.
Would you say
stories.
That Arizona State's the bigger story?
Oh,
actually?
It is. Well, yeah, because they,
if you really boil it down,
well, but they're picked last.
I just want you to just think about this though. Who had Iowa State, Arizona State? Nobody.
Zero.
Arizona State was picked dead last.
Nobody.
16 out of 16.
Nobody.
Everybody thought it was going to be Oklahoma State, Utah. That was the two teams they thought.
Now the gals are talking about the Sun Devils.
The Sun Devils, yeah.
At Casey's.
At Casey's. Yeah. Yeah.
Changed the conversation.
So they were picked last. No, nobody picked this.
No,
you're
no
right.
One picked it. No one. And like you said, if there's a crazy game tonight, they might get a bye. Iowa State can be ranked 16th, and if the things fall in, if they win and Boise State loses, they are now getting a bye in the playoffs.
Jeez.
A bye
that
in
is,
the playoffs.
That is crazy.
So, again, college football, incredible.
It's better now.
It's just incredible now. Georgia, Texas.
Better now.
Everybody says, well, okay, these are two of the biggest brands. The eyes on this will be incredible. And when they say, like, well, it's in Atlanta, when I was at LSU, we played Georgia in the SEC championship game. Didn't think much of it. It wasn't like the crowd was crazy. It wasn't nuts for
really?
Georgia. It was heavy. It's more Georgia. LSU fans were just as loud. There'll be plenty of Texas fans inside that stadium. They'll be loaded up in the Georgia Dome. The next thing with that is people always say, well, no matter who loses, and Texas is that way, but Georgia could be on, could maybe not make the playoffs if they lose, get beat really bad. But if there's an injury, they have said that. They said that last year. If there's an injury to your team, that really affects your team. That's why Florida State didn't get in the playoffs, period. Their quarterback got injured. They didn't look the part. They got outed.
They need to rethink that. I'm not joking.
Yeah, so but
they need to rethink that.
Could you imagine all of a sudden, like, hey, you don't get to go to the Super Bowl. Why? Well, your quarterback got hurt.
No, that no, quarterback they need to got hurt. That.
But that they've already that precedence has been set. Yeah, so if all ridiculous. Of a sudden there's an injury, that Sorry. Wouldn't happen to Texas.
No.
If Ewers got hurt, they'd say, that's okay, Arch Manning's playing. You guys are fine.
That's weird.
But Georgia could be their third loss. And if there's some sort of an injury where all of a sudden Carson Beck can no longer play, that will be a factor in the
Wait
game.
A second. Now, is Georgia, they could lose and be out.
If they lose, just lose, most likely not out.
Okay.
But they'll be a three-loss team, and that will put in the same with Ole Miss and South Carolina. And
so they're safe. Has three losses.
Yeah.
They're safe.
They're safe. Except the only thing they could get them would be a loss injury or a potential 48-6.
Blowout.
Okay. You look at them and go, hold it now. Right. Hang on a second.
That makes sense.
It's still, you can't unsee things.
No.
You can't unsee things.
Believe me, I understand.
The Penn State Oregon game, I think, is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because I think the Penn State fans will be, I think it'll be 80-20. 80-20. They're going three time zones to get here, the Oregon fans are.
That's in Indy.
And that's not a bad trip for Penn State. Anything to get from Pennsylvania to get to Indy, not hard.
Not hard.
Not hard. Not hard at all. So that fan base will be ginormous for Penn State.
What and a they've game. Got
that game is going to be incredible.
Playing
to watch.
For a one seed.
Playing
maybe.
For a one
Number
seed.
Number one overall
seed. And they get to pick their bowl game. They get to pick their
They're
bowl
picking,
game. I don't know who Penn State would where they would choose
would
to
they
go
pick the
to.
Rose.
No, I don't think no. Penn State would be they want to stay at least in the East Coast, so it'd probably be the Orange.
I can see the Orange Bowl.
Probably maybe the see Orange. That. They want to stay on that, wow. on that side.
Wow, Penn State. How about Penn State maybe emerging above the fray?
Hey, yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
James.
Clemson, SMU is absolutely a remarkable game. Because SMU, people are saying, well, if they lose, they should still be in. And it's like, oh, are they? If they lose maybe 19-18, and it's a great game, and maybe there was a call that didn't go their way, probably good. Clemson's a 17th seed right now. They're 17th. But if they win, they're in. So all the other teams.
Well, these are big games.
All these other teams are praying that Clemson loses. They do not want Clemson to steal a spot. So liken this to the NCAA tournament. When a team wins their conference tournament, and they went in as they were 10-20. And they win their conference tournament, so they steal a spot.
Like, that could be Clemson.
Yeah.
Stealing a spot. Interesting.
And so Dabo. Clemson can steal a spot against SMU.
Dabo's such a pain.
So there are so many things going on. But it's pretty crazy, like you said, like that. There's going to be teams going in that are going to be not in the top 12, not even close to it right now. They're going to make this.
Isn't this fun? I'm not joking.
It got so much better. Everybody's like, it's ruined. Everything's ruined. Portal's ruined.
No, there's
like
so much drama this weekend.
The drama. Changes and everything. Also, think about this. There is numerous feuds on social media between ADs. ADs firing shots across, ADs firing shots at other conferences, ADs firing shots at each other, and everyone's trying
over
to,
what?
Everyone's trying to plead their case. There's like Mario Cristobal was on whatever radio show is on ESPN pleading his case.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I hope they're all thinking that in their mind, it has to be, well, I hope the committee is listening to what I'm saying. Because like I said, if each team got 3 minutes in front of a jury, you go, one person would get done and be like, you're right. It's Ole Miss.
Then the next person
gets up and you're like, Hang on here now.
Good point.
Because and also the one you can't figure out is what do you value more? Is it a good win, bad, so a close loss? Boise gets all the credit for a loss, a close loss to Oregon. That's where all their credit comes. It wouldn't be the same if they had lost 38-9.
Right.
It wouldn't be the same. Instead, it was a three-point loss, the number one team at their place. And because right now, Boise, if you go through, it's like, who's their win? You don't have one.
No.
They don't have a win. They haven't. They have a one-loss team, and also Boise is very much known for their brand. Tulane screwed that up.
Yep,
losing to Memphis screwed the whole thing up.
God dang, it's interesting. So, you said a really smart thing the other day. You can make a case for a team. Well, you just said it again. You can make a case for a team, then make a case for the other team right after that.
Right after that.
So the committee's just got an impossible task.
No, they can't be right, and they're just talking in circles. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, well, they got a really bad loss. Well, Alabama's the team right now that's in. They've got two really bad losses, really bad
and
ones.
Back and forth it
two
goes.
6-6 teams. They went to Oklahoma, got crushed. 24-3. 24-3. And so they have really bad losses.
It's a very interesting setup. Just the fact that Iowa State could get a bye. Odd.
The Boise. I mean, because no one really feels right now that the committee even has Boise at 10th. But they're going to be
jump to four.
They could have a bye.
I think they'll have a bye.
Boise could have a bye.
There was one thing that was funny by some of the pundits. They were saying it because I thought of it. That
a pundit, by the way.
They said it on air, and it was so funny that the committee's sitting around as they're talking like which team to get in. The big conversation is the three in Miami. That's the big three lost teams from the SEC, which is Georgia Tech. Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Alabama. And so they sit around and talk, and all of a sudden someone just goes, Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
You know my feeling, Jake.
Yeah.
Alabama should get, they should be viewed a little different.
They have three losses.
They are the quintessential blue blood. Yeah. They should have some leeway.
So that's what
had plenty of leeway with three losses. They got that with three losses.
Several of the ADs and different people have said that. Here's one thing to bring up. It's like, this is not Nick Saban team. This is a different team.
Roll Tide.
They put up three.
They
scored
tide.
3 points at Oklahoma. It's not Nick Saban's team.
You know what they said? Roll Tide. Miami's got two losses. Look at this. Two losses to two ranked teams on the road. Two losses to two ranked teams by a total of 9 points. And they'll have two
losses. Play a little defense now.
Yeah.
Play a little defense.
So guess what? You get to build a case. Is Alabama playing elite defense right now?
where are they elite at right now? Alabama.
Milroe.
Roll Tide. He's not elite.
He can be.
He can be. We also can be 3 points on offense against Oklahoma.
But the storyline is so incredible.
It is.
And guess what? That's what makes this sport incredible.
And it's why playing you watch out it. Tonight.
It's tonight. Playing, tonight. It starts right away.
There's huge games tonight.
The game on the banks of the Hudson with Army doesn't affect anything. But you're going to watch an incredible game. You're going to watch a triple option wing tee offense.
On the banks of the Hudson.
In 28-degree weather at night with all the cadets there.
In a Regal Stadium on the banks of the Hudson River, I got to tell you, I'm more interested in UNLV Boise State. Yeah. I'm just saying, but that other game's a good
also,
one.
Also, with the lower, smaller teams, the conferences, the group of five, I like that they get home games. It makes the crowd incredible. Because right now, if Tulane was playing Army in Jerry's World, and it's 34,000 people there. No. Instead, you have a home game. The Pac-12 used to do that for a long time. The Pac-12 went with the home team got the game. And so there's so much on the line, which is going to make this a lot of fun. And guess what? No matter what happens, the controversy is real. When it goes to 14 or 16 teams, there will
be the same arguments of
who should be in. But right now, you have people that are furious. And each one of those four teams are furious. And they just want to throw hands with
Lane,
the committee.
Lane's really spouting off, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then I see the headlines. I don't read it all, but Lane's...
And then it gets back to... So they say the same thing to everyone. Everyone says the same thing to him like that as far as a lot of it. Again, go back to the sportscasters are kind of like, be better.
Yeah.
Don't lose three. Don't lose to Kentucky.
Right.
Don't lose to Kentucky. You know, like that. Don't lose to, don't be in this spot. Why is South Carolina in this spot? Well, unfortunately, it's head to head. You lost three. You had some
lost to Bama. Let it go. You let it slip through your hands, man. On your own field.
Ole Miss beat them bad. Ole Miss does the hey, we beat South Carolina. They're playing they're playing as good as anybody right now. And then it's like, yeah, but you lost. So there's always a but, and it just goes. And there's always a but. It just goes full circle as the conversations are going.
It's maddening. We better play the game.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record is 3-1, winning a week.
Nice.
Clinched yesterday with
Schaefer.
Nine games over, Jake.
We're 48-39. How's that sit?
And this will make you even happier, Sip, because today's topic is one of your favorite actors. He's a star in a recent movie, Gladiator 2. Denzel Washington, our trivia today.
I can name them. I can play the movie out in my head, but I can't name the name of it.
If you think you know your Denzel Washington movie trivia, please call us up at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill and trivia. Today's topic is Denzel Washington. I know you probably feel good about this, Sip. You're a big Denzel guy.
He's like fifth or sixth on my list of favorites.
That's pretty high.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. Solid. I'm a big fan.
Let's see. We got Corey. Corey, how do you feel about Denzel Washington movies today?
Ooh, pretty confident.
Pretty confident.
Oh, okay, let's go.
All right, well, Bill can help Sip for let's one dance. Question.
I'm blanking out on a favorite movie.
No, don't say it out loud because it might be a question.
Okay.
All right, first question to you, Corey. In what 1999 movie features Denzel Washington as a quadriplegic ex-homicide detective who, alongside Angelina Jolie, attempts to track down serial killers terrorizing New York City?
I don't know. Sounds good, though.
Ooh. God, I know this movie.
Five. Three.
The bone? That's the collector? The bone collector?
Yeah, that's right. The bone collector is right.
Trouble. I know it's bone something.
At the buzzer.
Good job.
1-0 lead for Corey.
Good job, Corey.
First question, Bill is in play. What 1998 movie features Denzel Washington as a basketball player's father who must convince his son to go to a certain college so he can get a shorter sentence in prison after killing his wife? Kind of dark.
Ooh.
A little dark.
Jeez, Bill, do you know
a dark description?
No, I do not know.
That's the IMDb description, by the way, of the movie. Yeah.
I don't know this. Is it? I'll hazard a guess. For the love of basketball?
No, I don't know what it is. I can't.
Is that a movie?
I don't know. I think maybe, but that's not right. Do you want that, Corey, or not?
I do. Oh. He Got Game.
Brilliant.
He Got Game is correct.
Yeah, just take it, Corey. Just make him the winner right now.
Corey, put us out of our misery.
End this. Just
Corey, for
pretend
the win.
Like I'm a horse with a broken leg.
Yeah.
So dark. Corey, what 2004 movie features Denzel Washington as a former assassin who swears a vengeance on those who committed an unspeakable act against the family he was hired to protect?
Oh, I got this one. I got it. Better get it because we're going to be alive. I got it. I love this movie.
It's a good movie.
Four.
Oh, Man on Fire?
Yeah, good job. Brilliant. He got it. That was a great movie.
That is a 3-0 victory for Corey. But you know what? Still winning week for you guys. Corey, we'll get your bagels.
True.
And calling on the road. Nice win today.
All right, GBR.
GBR.
GBR. Okay.
Man on Fire is a really good movie. Really,
I've not seen that one.
Oh, you should see it.
It sounds
legit.
Awesome.
It's legit. You'd like it.
Will you see Keith Mann today?
I can talk to him.
He talks about that. See if I can get a press pass.
For
Indiana.
Will do.
Yeah, next Friday.
Yep. Next Friday. We got a week.
Yes. Tiebreaker for Bill.
Okay.
Bill, how old is Denzel Washington?
Okay, let's do this.
64.
Ooh. Did he get it on the nose?
No. I did not. Over under 64.
Over.
Yeah, it's over.
69. He turned 70 on December 28th, so a few weeks from now.
He's held up really well.
He's one of the stars of Gladiator 2 out in movies really? Now.
What's the theaters. Movie where he plays a drug kingpin? It is a really good movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's, it's not Training Day, is it?
No. Yeah, it's incredible.
He's like Frank, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Frank, his first name is Frank.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible
movie. I just saw that.
True story.
Yeah. It is a movie that stops in your tracks.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, text line. Help.
Text
American
line's
Gangster.
American Gangster.
Yes. That movie was
awesome.
It was, yeah. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Great movie. Before I get out of here, I got a quick plug for our friends at First Rate Egg in Holdridge. Bill is the logo. We all know that. Bill's the logo.
And Ben is glommed onto this.
Full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call them at 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. Great people.
Jake, you held in there well today. You have a lot of stress.
Well, me and Bill are both stressed out right now. So.
Bill's stress isn't as great.
I'm coming out of the storm because I had young Ben.
I'm going into the storm.
I had young Ben help assist. Showed up late, but he got in there.
Showed up late and had a hard out.
Yeah. I know I'm late. Also, I got to get out of here. Not like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll make it up to you. Nope. I got to. Here's the best part. Ben had to leave at 3 to be to a class at 4 o'clock, and it's 12 minutes to class.
And he likes to be early.
So, the timeline did not add up, did it, Ben? It didn't add up at all. And he's got,
did you take him?
What's that?
You dropped him
I
off?
Didn't drop him to class.
Oh, that'd be funny if class, did.
So,
taking him to class.
That's the same class that I went to when Ben made us, we departed out of the basement. I go, Ben, we're going one flight too many. And we came out of the basement. I go, I don't think this is accurate. It's, Ben, we came in up here at ground level. And
I love this stuff.
But he had to get out. He's like, I got to go. But Ben had a lot of takes for me that day.
Well, that's natural.
Yeah, went over a lot of stuff with me.
He has a lot of thoughts in that.
A lot of thoughts. A couple times we had to talk. Hey, Ben, we're going to keep working while we talk. Sometimes Ben would just stop and talk. Ben would just stop and just start talking. I'm hauling stuff. I'm carrying stuff, and Ben he's just talking to me while I carry stuff. While he's getting paid, he's on the clock.
The spillover is next. An early break in the ticket.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.